It's about 2 weeks to opening day, and Ketchikan's downtown museum is in a state of controlled chaos. Boxes and crates fill the foyer. Artifacts with temporary tags are lined up on tables. Glass panels are stacked against a wall, waiting to enclose display cases.
So it just looks like chaos.
Yeah.
This is the, I was going to say calm before the storm, but I think this is well in the middle of the storm.
If museum director Anita Maxwell looks a little stressed, she has good cause. The museum is not only finishing up its new permanent exhibit, staff members are installing a new temporary exhibit at the same time. Let's start with that. A Wrangell-born man named Michael Knorr, who now lives in Washington, has a big collection of historic photos from all around southern southeast Alaska.
And so he has been very gracious to share about 40, 45 images with us that we've never had in the collection or that we have never seen.
Maxwell says they'll have copies of the originals hanging in the temporary exhibit space for the next 6 months. Collected memory will open at the same time as the permanent exhibit. The museum's been working toward that for more than a year, with plans really ramping up last April after renovations to the entire main floor of the city-owned museum were completed. At that point, the space dedicated for a permanent exhibit was completely empty and felt huge. Maxwell says it seemed to get smaller as they divided up the space into themes to define Ketchikan.
So Stephen Villano, our curator of exhibits, just did an amazing job of how to help people flow through the space, use it in a creative way, and really, really create little niches within where you can really immerse in the different subjects.
And what is Ketchikan? Well, we get a lot of rain. We're surrounded by oceans. We've got streams and lakes. Naturally, for the first theme, Ketchikan is water.
But really starting with, you know, what makes Ketchikan so unique? Well, today is a perfect example of that, of just the immense amount of water that we deal with.
You could guess it was raining that day. It's raining today, too, and probably will rain again tomorrow. To showcase all that water, the display includes old tide books, canvas sailor bags, and weighted diving boots. It also includes a real-time view of Ketchikan Creek.
You know, look out these windows and see the creek and think about our beginnings as a Tlingit fish camp. What did that then mean about how people made a living here?
Fishing, fish gear, fish processing, boats, boat construction, marine navigation. It's all included in the exhibit, but there's more to Ketchikan than water.
And then over here in this other corner, we see a light that was from Creek Street.
A red light, because Ketchikan is also a little rowdy, a little wicked at times. Creek Street, with its bars and sporting women, provided an outlet for many years. It's now a tourist haven, with former brothels offering souvenirs instead of bootleg liquor and female company. The permanent exhibit has more displays on Ketchikan as an island community, relying on itself for almost everything. It showcases air travel, timber harvest, the pulp mill, healthcare, entertainment, and sports. And even separated somewhat by themes, it's all integrated. Alaska Native regalia is next to a bowling shirt, for example. Maxwell says that was done on purpose.
And that was something that was really important to us, that to not tell stories that aren't connected with each other. You know, it's not the maritime story totally disconnected from the logging story, totally disconnected from the Filipino story. We're an interwoven community, and we really wanted this exhibit to reflect that.
While the new exhibit is permanent, it's not static. Maxwell says as they identify gaps in the community's story, they'll work to fill them and provide a complete picture of what Ketchikan is. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.